From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Kay LaFond. A decline in Lake Whitefish is pushing some tribal commercial fishermen out of Lakes Michigan and Huron. They're spending more time in Lake Superior, the only place they say they can still make a living. And fishermen and scientists are worried about whether whitefish there can withstand the extra pressure. It's a frigid, snowy day on Lake Superior, and Jacques LeBlanc, spelled like LeBlanc, is fishing where his family has for generations. He's pulling a 300-foot gill net out of a small hole in the ice. He's removing fish as he goes and throwing them into a bin. He says his catch isn't as good as it was the other day, but he can't complain.
Somehow, someway, we always get what we need. I don't know how that works out.
LeBlanc is a member of the Bay Mills Indian community, which is on the east end of Lake Superior. He's been a commercial fisherman for nearly 50 years. Today, he's catching a number of species with a few whitefish sprinkled in.
There's more money in whitefish than anything for us.
LeBlanc targets mainly whitefish all summer long. Unfortunately, in the waters where LeBlanc's tribe has treaty rights, whitefish are getting harder to find. In northern Lakes Michigan and Huron, invasive mussels have changed the food web so much that it's starved whitefish populations. That's pushing many fishermen to the one place they still have success, eastern Lake Superior. This worries Paul Ripple, head of biological services for the Bay Mills tribe.
So in the past, what's generally happened with the fishermen is if the fishing's not good, you know, they go somewhere else. They try something different, you know, they move around. But there's really not many places for them to go anymore. They're kind of stuck with what they have, and that makes us uneasy.
Tribes in the Michigan Department of Natural Resources work together to monitor and manage the fishery. And data suggests that more whitefish than usual were harvested in eastern Lake Superior in the last few years. Don Tadgerson, a Bay Mills citizen who's been fishing Lake Superior for the last four decades, says he has definitely noticed the extra boats.
Competition for dock space, that's a big thing.
But he knows his fellow fishermen don't have a choice.
It is a tribal right, so come on up and join the crowd.
Jacques LeBlanc Jr., whose dad you met earlier out on the ice, agrees.
It is definitely a crowd now, that's for sure.
He says the extra pressure on whitefish populations keeps him up most nights.
I really wonder what we should do about it. I think about that a lot. We talk about it with our board a lot about different management tactics that we could try to implement throughout, you know, our home waters here in Whitefish Bay.
He wants this way of life to survive.
You know, like I said, I come from a fishing family, and it's also something that I want to be able to pass down to my children.
Biologist Paul Ripple says commercial fishing affects every family on the reservation in some way, whether it's their primary income, a side job, or a dietary staple. It's unclear what the impact of more fishermen in Lake Superior will be, but for now, the tribe and the state are closely watching whitefish populations.
I'm not panicked yet. You know, we're not in panic mode, but certainly we are in concern zone.
Bay Mills and the other tribes that fish the area set harvest limits for their members. They can adjust those limits if necessary to protect fish populations. Ripple says they'll take action if appropriate. With the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.